This is Akashvani, the news read by Navneet Singh. The cabinet has given nod to providing health coverage to all senior citizens above 70 years of age, irrespective of income under Ayushman Bharat PM Jan Arogya Yojana. Briefing the media after the cabinet meeting last evening in Delhi, Union Minister Ashwini Vaishnav said the senior citizens will get the facility of free treatment of up to 5 lakh rupees. Senior citizens of the age 70 years and above who are already availing benefits of other public health insurance schemes such as Central Government Health Insurance Scheme, Ex-Servicemen Contributory Health Scheme, Ayushman Central Armed Police Force, may either choose their existing scheme or opt for ABPMJAY. The senior citizens who are under private health insurance policies or employees' state insurance scheme will also be eligible to avail benefits under PMJAY. The cabinet also approved PM Electric Drive Revolution in Innovative Vehicle Enhancement PME Drive scheme with an outlay of 10,900 crore rupees over a period of 2 years. Meanwhile, government has also approved an outlay of 12,461 crore rupees for 31,350 megawatt hydropower projects. Mission Mausam was also approved to create a more weather-ready and climate-smart Bharat with an outlay of 2,000 crore rupees over 2 years. It is envisaged to be a multifaceted and transformative initiative to tremendously boost India's weather and climate-related science, research and services. The Union Cabinet gave its approval to the PM E-Bus Seva Payment Security Mechanism Scheme for procurement and operation of e-buses by public transport authorities with an outlay of around 3,435 crore rupees. Addressing media in New Delhi yesterday, Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnav said that this scheme will support deployment of more than 38,000 electric buses from financial year 2024-25 to 2028-29. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has expressed confidence that India is going to play a major role in driving the global semiconductor industry. The Prime Minister was speaking after inaugurating Semicon India 2024 in Greater Noida yesterday. He said the government is focusing on increasing the number of chip production in the country to equip every device with Indian-made chips. The Prime Minister said that the government has taken many steps to advance semiconductor manufacturing in the country, including support for setting up semiconductor manufacturing facilities. In another event, the Prime Minister emphasized that climate change and energy transitions are global concerns and international partnership is critical for promoting the impact of green hydrogen on decarbonization. Addressing the International Conference on Green Hydrogen virtually yesterday, the Prime Minister said that green hydrogen can help in decarbonizing industries that are difficult to electrify. The BJP yesterday released another list of three candidates for Haryana Assembly elections. The party has fielded Rohtash Jhangra from Sirsa Assembly seat, while Kamar Singh Yadav will contest from Mahendragarh, and Satish Fagna from Faridabad NIT seat. The names of the candidates were approved by BJP Central Election Committee. The Congress has also released the list of its five candidates for Assembly elections in Jammu and Kashmir. The party has fielded Meer Iqbal from Baramulla seat, Nizamuddin Bhatt from Bandipura, while Ashok Bhagat will contest from Akhnoor seat. Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju asserted that department-related standing committees and consultative committees of Parliament will be constituted soon. Mr. Rijiju said that the standing committees and consultative committees have been formed around 15 September in the past as well. He said this while inaugurating six initiatives as part of the 100-day achievements in his ministry in New Delhi. Haryana Cabinet, which met under the chairmanship of Chief Minister Naib Singh Saini at Chandigarh, yesterday accorded approval to the proposal of dissolution of the Haryana Vidhan Sabha. And with that, we end this news bulletin.